You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The debate over what we as residents of Michigan are officially called may soon be over. Headed to Governor Snyder's desk is a package of recently passed bills that modernizes the 1913 statute creating the Michigan Historical Commission. In those bills, the term Michiganians has been struck out in favor of Michigander. That got Stateside producer Mike Blank thinking, perhaps it's time for a whole new word to describe us.
And now, a minute with Mike.
To many, this may seem trivial, but I don't think it should be the priority of our elected leaders to be making laws about how you or I can describe ourselves as residents of our great state. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm extremely proud to be from Michigan. However, there is one aspect of being from Michigan which I find quite disconcerting, being called a Michigander. There's just something about this particular word that leaves me with a gut feeling similar to binging on Coney Islands. In other words, gross. Plus, I abhor geese, particularly the border hopping type, which shall remain nameless, that turn lawns and parks into a minefield of feces on a regular basis. So, Governor Snyder and my fellow residents of Michigan, I implore you all. We need a new moniker that we all can be proud of. And this is when it gets kind of difficult. Due to Michigan's syllable and sound structure, there's not a lot of linguistic clay to work with. There's the second standby, Michiganian, but that's the same amount of syllables as saying, I'm from Michigan. Don't believe me? Go ahead, count it out. I did. There's Michiganers, but that rhymes with beginners and implies the state is full of novices. Michiganites or Mishites, kind of sounds like a bacteria-laden Old Testament rock formation. Michiganist could work, but doesn't roll off the tongue nicely and could subconsciously make folks feel bad for not flossing their teeth regularly. Mishy, that's kind of nice, sort of friendly, but it also sounds like a derogatory term used by Ohioans. For example, I was planning on going to Toledo, but it's so close to the state line that that sick, mishy stench of corn, oil, soybeans, and fresh water really affects my asthma. So that leaves me with my personal favorite, Michiganeer. With our nautical connections and being comprised of two great peninsulas, it's perfect. And who wouldn't want to go by the hard-working, swashbuckling, salt-of-the-earth term, Michiganeer? See, I told you we need a new name. H-I-G. G, Michigander is a terrible name. A-N-E-E-R. Michiganeer.
Michiganeer!
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 With a name like that, we can hold our heads up
high!
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 High! So come along and join with me and end the Michigander tyranny.
M-I-C-H-I-G-A-N-E-E-R.